Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, we're here on the North. Oh, good. Got kicked off the air. That's okay. Hey, would someone in the chat room be able to shout out to me and I'll just make sure that everything is smooth and going on air? Just want to make sure that you can hear me we are all go. And if you're watching on the website there, Prophetic Fire, awesome. Praise God, we're all going ahead. If you're looking on propheticfire.com or propheticonfire.com, you can head over to the blog talk link there and enter into the chat room if you wish. Quite a few people have called in, and there will be definite time at the end to ask Dennis, our guest today, some questions and even have him hopefully pray over some people as well. Dennis, I just want to make sure that you can hear me and that you're on the air.
Yeah, Prophet David, I could hear you. I'm on the air.
Praise God, man. Now, when I met Dennis, I believe you were in New York. Is that correct? That would have been about 3 to 4 years ago now.
Yeah. I'm in New York.
Yeah, you're in New York, but you've now recently moved your ministry over to Ghana in Africa.
Yeah, actually, what happened is that I had a prophetic word from the Lord to start a ministry, but I come from a prophetic background, so my parents have a ministry back home, so it's kind of a traveling ministry going back and forth. But the prophetic school or the school of ministry is going to begin in August 8th this month. And I believe that it's gonna be a blessing to so many people back home. But here in New York, I minister to people. I started a prophetic church also in the Bronx, New York. So I'm just in between work and the ministry. So I believe that God is going to give us the grace to fulfill our calling. Amen.
Hallelujah. Awesome. I want to say that, you know, one thing about you, since I've known you and, you know, since you originally started doing some of the webcasts, what I noticed was that you have a real presence. And, you know, do you think that when God anoints someone with the Holy Spirit for a work, for a fivefold work, that they not only they carry the presence of God, but there's an authority that's there? Do you notice the difference between a person that's called into the fivefold, for instance, and, you know, someone that's called into in another realm of society? Do you see that yourself as you talk to other anointed men and women of God and even your wife?
Yeah, basically, when you are called when you are called by God with a calling to move in the fivefold ministry, the presence of God is very important, because you operate in the gift but without the presence. But when the presence comes, that is when Jesus Himself is available to do the supernatural. So the giftings will be available, but the presence is what make you become different from other people. So I just want to encourage each and every person who is called into ministry to seek the presence of God, because it's very vital. Because I remember a scripture in the Bible says, a time will come, Jesus will say to them, I do not know you. And they will say, Lord, did I not use your name to cast out devil? Did I not do it? And you will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. When you have the presence of God, you align yourself with the holiness of Christ. So you will never miss the mark of heaven, but you will always be in alignment with the Holy Spirit to be able to work the giftings and to be able to bring the people closer to God. So the presence is very important. Although the gifting, Bible says that the giftings of God are without repentance, but the presence of God can leave you. So you could be working in the giftings, have the presence. So it is very important as believers or as ministers to always carry the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Awesome. You mentioned that your parents and yourself are from a prophetic background. So you grew up around the prophetic gifting and the supernatural. Was it prophesied over you at a young age that you would be in the ministry, or is this something that's developed over time?
I was a prophetic child. I was prophesied before my birth to be in ministry. And then my dad is an apostle. He has a strong prophetic anointing. And my mom is a prophetess. And I grew up in the church. I grew up in the ministry. And I have seen so many supernatural power of God. One of the gifting that I cherish so much is the impartation anointing. That is the ability to lay your hands on somebody, and instantly the prophetic anointing kicks in. And then when I was growing up as a child, I became so fearful with my dad, because he could just walk into ministry, just lay his hands on people, and instantly they begin to prophesy. So, and then when I grew up and I learned the Holy Spirit, then I knew that it is something that it was already there in the Old Testament, because the Bible says a time came that the Moses said to the Lord, he said, I wish that all the Lord's people are prophets. And the Lord said, you should gather the elders of Israel, and I will take the Spirit that is upon you, and I will lay it upon the people. And the Bible says, suddenly, when the Lord took out the Spirit, the prophetic anointing that was on Moses and laid upon the elders, everybody began to prophesy. Even the child that was not present in the garden began to prophesy. So I believe that as Christians, we must be able to impact the gift that God has given unto us. So Paul said, I long to see you, that I may impart some spiritual gift unto you, so that there may be benefits, both of us. So that is one of the, and then I also grew up with the deliverance ministry, especially back home. We dealt with a lot of deliverance ministry because of the demonic activities that goes on. And I believe that so many manifestation of spirits happens, and so when the Lord anointed me with the gift as a child, sometimes it was very quiet, overwhelming, because I could just speak to people, and then all of a sudden I see manifestation. But then when I grew up, I became control. I had a control of the anointing, because the Bible says the spirit of the prophet is subjected under the prophet. So once you grow in the anointing, you become a controller of the anointing, which means that you could desire when to prophesy, you could desire when to cast the devil, because the spirit of God is in the inside of you. Therefore, the Bible said, "Greater is He that is in the inside of you." And in the book of John, it also said, "You need no man to teach you, because the anointing which you have received will teach you into all things." So, growing up in the supernatural, in the midst of the healing and deliverance, makes you understand that there is a realm. So I always tell people, if I could cast out the devil, then I mean that then there is another part which is good. So I don't need nobody to tell me whether Jesus is Jesus. I don't need nobody to tell me that God is God, because I have the anointing to address a spirit in somebody's life, and by the authority of God, that spirit will manifest. So that is a proof that the supernatural exists. Amen.
I love what you just said, and I want to just say to people listening that Dennis just brought up a really powerful point, that we are stewards of the anointing. We're stewards of the anointing. All of us are sons of God on the earth, and men and women included under that title, just as men and women are included under the title of the Bride of Christ, stewarding the anointing. That means, we operate in our gift, in our anointing, and we manifest it. And by so doing this, we're expressing Jesus Christ here on the earth. But I want to ask you this, Dennis, because I think for every person that has a child that has some kind of supernatural gift from the Holy Spirit, their wish is to be able to impart or pass that on to their child, to the next generation. So growing up in that supernatural atmosphere, we think about the story of Elijah and Elisha. And of course, Elijah passed his mantle on and it became double. Do you feel as though you've caught something from your parents and it's increased? Or is there a difference in the DNA of the way you minister?
Okay. There is a transfer of the anointing from my parents, but also there is a unique calling of God upon my life. One thing about the gift that God has given unto me, that I could attract an anointing, meaning that any minister that I come across, automatically I'm able to attach to your anointing and keep growing. So as long as I keep myself attaching to a lot of anointed men of God, there is a transfer of the anointing that comes from me. So, and then it is very important to understand that it is biblical, because the Bible says when Saul came in the presence of the company of the prophet, the Bible says he began to prophesy. He was not a prophet, but when he came into the company of the prophet, he began to prophesy. So there is what we call a transfer anointing or a rubbing anointing. When you associate yourself with somebody who is anointed or somebody who has a gift, and you have a gift, and God is able to rub that anointing onto you. So when Saul came into the company of the prophet, the Bible says he became a prophet, and he began to prophesy. And the Bible said he became a prophet in the land of Israel. And they said, "Is Saul also among the prophets?" One of the secret of this type of anointing is that people will always question the anointing, because you will not see me ministering like David Reed today. But maybe because I work with David Reed, the next time you see a similar anointing operating in me, because I associated myself with David Reed. And so people begin to question, is this guy also with David Reed, or is this guy a similar type of David Reed? So that is what happens in the rubbing anointing, or the transfer of the anointing that comes upon us. And then also, I just want to make something clear. Anybody that receives a transfer, automatically, if you have a serviceable heart or a humble spirit, God will always increase anointing, because God is always ready to increase and double the anointing So as Elisha received a double mantle from Elijah, anybody that is a son to a prophet or becomes closer to an anointed person, the transfer of anointing automatically doubles based on your service, your servitude, and your humility. Because the Bible says, when you humble yourself, then God will lift you up. So humility and servitude is one of the keys to receiving a robbing anointing or a transfer anointing from a man of God. Hallelujah.
I like that. I do. You mentioned in Africa that your parents and every probably minister in Ghana see a lot of deliverance ministry because there's a lot of witchcraft. Now, you're set up in the Bronx, and I recently was watching a testimony of an ex-Satanist, and he was the real deal. He was set up there in the Bronx, and you know, he used to conjure up principalities and do all kinds of things, all kinds of witchcraft all over New York, all over the Bronx, all over America. And he got powerfully saved by Jesus and powerfully delivered by Christ. But he tells a story of what he used to do. With your ministry in the Bronx, with the demonic activity, would you say that there's a lot of witchcraft that goes on, but it's hidden? Maybe even just as much as what happens in Africa. Do you see a lot of deliverance in that kind of realm in what you're doing in the Bronx?
Yeah, absolutely. Because New York is a blend of all kinds of people. Hallelujah! It is a city with different ethnicities, with different groups of people, and there is a blend of different religions and different spirits. I've done a lot of deliverance sessions on African Americans, on all kinds of on white folks, Spanish, and automatically when the spirit will manifest either ways. I've done deliverance and I've confronted spirit in different ethnicities and different people, just because I came to understand that it doesn't matter where you are, it doesn't matter your location, it doesn't matter whether you're in America, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in Africa, if the devil is after you, he will get you. So what you need as a child of God is to get yourself involved in the deliverance ministry. Because back home, I thought it was all about witchcraft. But when I came here, I noticed that it is a deception spirit that operates. It blinds the eyes of people for you to understand that everything is normal. But in reality, nothing is normal. So there is a spirit of deception that is going on in New York, and there is a spirit of deception that is going on across America. And this spirit is creeping among the church. It is creeping among the people of God. I believe any child of God who is not delivered or who has not engaged themselves in a deliverance ministry have themselves to be blamed, because the enemy will always come for you. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 10 verse 1. The Bible says when he gathered the 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits. Jesus gathered the 12 disciples and gave them power against unclean spirits, and he commanded, he said, to cast them out. The authority was given unto them against unclean spirits. And this unclean spirit have no geographical bound. They could be in any part of the world. They could attack a Christian. They could attack an unbeliever. It doesn't matter what you are. Unless you have the spirit of God in the inside of you, the deliverance anointed of God working in the inside of you, the enemy will come after you. Because he is after the church. He is after the pastors. He is after everybody in this world. So the Bible said he is like a roaring lion seeking for whom he may devour. So do not allow yourself to be devoured by the enemy until it is too late. So the deliverance ministry is all over. It is all over. I've seen manifestations all over the place. And it is real. It is real. And that is one of the tangible ministries of Christ. Because you could actually see the manifestation of the spirit of the other side, of the underworld, of the demonic world. So if you could experience the demonic activities, then you can prove Jesus anyhow. That is my point. Because if I could lay my hands on somebody who is afflicted by a demon, and all of a sudden the demon manifests, and an unbeliever sees that, he will know that there is power. You cannot manifest the gospel without power. The gospel and the power has to come in one. There is no gospel without power, and there is no power without a gospel. It is synonymous, and it is one. Hallelujah. So I believe that if you're here and you listen to me in New York, and the enemy is after you. If the enemy is after you, I pray that the deliverance power of the Holy Spirit will come over you, and then you will be delivered by the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And I just want to say this, you know, just in America and around the world, we need to grow up. And you just pushed on an incredible point that it doesn't matter what color skin someone has. The devil doesn't discriminate. He afflicts everyone. And Jesus doesn't discriminate. He loves everyone. You know, and we need to get a revelation of that and live in that and not be drawn into what Satan's trying to do at the moment. Look, you know, there's going to be listeners right now that are going through things, and they might not have a minister that can offer deliverance ministry to them, you know, within you know, 3-4-5 hour driving distance. That does happen. That is something that happens around the world. What advice can you offer someone that is being demonically afflicted? Like if they're being visited by spirits and having nightmares at night, or whatever it is, what kind of advice can you give to someone that's wanting to get free of demonic spirits, but they have to rely purely on the Holy Spirit and connecting in intimacy with Jesus for themselves?
Okay. First, the key to deliverance is for you to know that you have a problem. You cannot be diagnosed until you go to the hospital. So you need to identify the situation that I have a problem. And then when you go to the hospital, which is when you get yourself into an atmosphere of healing and deliverance, that is when the deliverance become available for you. There are so many people, so many Christians out of pride are refusing, even ministers of God are refusing to allow, and they are speaking against the deliverance ministry. Why? Because the fact that you are not gifted in deliverance ministry does not mean that it does not exist. The fact that you cannot prophesy as a minister does not mean a prophetic does not exist. It is real. And the Bible says we are the body of Christ. What is actually happening in the Christendom right now is that there is too much division and there is no unison among us. If I am a minister and I'm a teacher, if I cannot minister to deliverance and healing, I have the power or the ability to refer my church member to a minister who can deliver, or to a minister who can heal, or to a minister who can prophesy. But everybody wants to act like they know it all. But no, we have giftings, individual giftings. So you see that the Christian body is suffering because there is no corporate anointing. What I mean by corporate anointing, that we are not working as a body. Hallelujah. So many Christians are suffering in the area of deliverance, especially the churches that only do teachings and do not enter into the supernatural, because they only focus on one area of the ministry. You have to heal the whole body. You have to heal the whole body. I just want to read one scripture for you to understand right now. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verse 2 to 6. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 32, verse 2 to 6. This is what the Lord said. God, through the prophet Ezekiel, prophesied against irresponsible ministers of God or shepherds who have not duly submitted to the task of God. Now, it said, thou said the Lord God to the shepherds, woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves, not to the shepherds. He said, should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Now, these ministers or these men of God are only focusing on one area, because they just want to look right in the eyes of people. Because if I'm a man of God and I lack the spirit of deliverance, I could be able to refer the church member or the person that comes to me to Devereed, if Devereed has anointing to deliver. But because of pride and because of competition in the Christendom or because of competition among the men of God, we are not able to do that. And God is giving us a warning in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 2, verse 6. It says, thou said the Lord God Almighty, woe to the shepherd of Israel who feed themselves because of pride. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? It is a question. It says, you eat the fat, you clothe yourself with the wool, you slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. So many men of God or many ministers are just about the ministry, but they are not doing a diligent work on the members, all the people that are their followers. So you see Christians having trouble every time and again, falling into trouble, temptation, being demonized, being tormented by the enemy, and they are Christian because the church or the ministry that they are following has not the ability to deliver. So I will encourage you, if you're hearing me on this radio, thanks to David Reed for giving that opportunity, get yourself connected with a minister who has the power to do what you do, who has the power to deal with the situation that you're going on. The truth of the matter is, I cannot give unto you what I do not have. So if I don't have the spirit of healing, I cannot heal you. It doesn't matter whether I'm called by God or not. It is as simple as that. If I do not have the spirit of prophecy, I cannot prophesy, even though I'm a man of God. So ministers of today, we should just walk away from the pride and then get connected with the Holy Spirit and get connected among ourselves so that we will be able to give the body of Christ the full package. Hallelujah. I love this scripture. It says, should not the shepherd feed the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourself with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. Now, the verse 4. It says, the weak you have not strengthened. Watch this. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back that which was driven away, nor sought that which was lost, but with force and cruelty you have ruled them. So now, that is what is happening among Christendom right now. That is what is happening among our churches, among our ministry. There are sick people among us. We have not healed them. There are people who are weak. We have not strengthened them. There are people who have been broken up. We have not bound them. There are people who have been driven away by the enemy. We have not delivered them. So it is a wake-up call for us as Christians, for us as shepherds, for us as men of God, to walk away from our pride and unite with each other and become united for the glory of the living God. There is one scripture that Jesus prayed, and I think in the book of John, he spent all his time praying, said that these people may be one. But Christianity is the most divided religion I've ever seen. So many doctrines, so many left and right. But Jesus said that they may be one. So the enemy has a strategy against men of God to divide and to conquer. The enemy has a strategy against Christians to divide and to conquer. The enemy has a strategy against ourselves to divide and to conquer, until we unite in the anointing, because the body is one and the body is Christ. Hallelujah. So I'm so moved by the Holy Spirit. I could go on and on, but I just want to stop right here. And I just want you to understand that Jesus is here on this radio show. Jesus is here. The anointed generals of God is here. Prophet David Reed is here. The power of God is here. The presence of God is available for every situation in your life. All that you need is to avail yourself wherever you are at the sound of my voice. Just avail yourself for the Holy Spirit, and he will touch you in your living room. He will touch you in your bedroom. He will touch you in your car, wherever, because the presence is where the power activates. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah, man. Awesome. Praise God for your flow. So many places we could take that. But this is what I want to ask you. You mentioned the fact, and I 100% agree, that it's so important as Christians we find somewhere where we can worship together in community, where the presence of God has permission to move and people have permission to be led by the Spirit of God. A part of the maturity of the saints is receiving power. Now, you definitely have the anointing. I want to ask if you could explain to us how the transfer of the anointing happens to believers. Would you be able to explain that to us?
Okay. First, the Christianity is a level of maturity. We must grow in the spirit. So the Bible says there are some people that drink milk and there are some people that chew bones. So a baby Christian cannot compare themselves to a mature Christian or a mature man of God. There are levels in the anointing and there are levels in the giftings. The fact that you have the spirit of prophecy does not mean that you are at the level where I am. Because your level of intimacy with Jesus determines the level of the anointing that you will grow in. Okay, so the transfer of the anointing comes when a believer first has a desire. So now, the book of Corinthians, it says, desire the prophetic anointing. It says, desire the gift of prophecy. Now, once you desire the gift of prophecy, first of all, you have to associate yourself with that anointing. So when you desire the spirit of healing or the gift of healing, you must associate yourself with the atmosphere of healing or somebody that has anointing of healing. And then that is when the transfer automatically comes onto you if you are not given that gift by birth. Because there are people who have been given gifts by birth, natural giftings of healing, natural giftings of prophecy. And there are people who desire a gift. Either ways, God is able to give you that anointing. Hallelujah. So the desire must come from you. You must have a unique desire. And you must understand that the desire must also come with a reason. And it is the Holy Spirit alone that can know what is in the heart of man. So if I desire the healing anointing of David Reed because I just want to be popular than David Reed, or I just want to be known by men, the transfer is not going to work. Because the motive behind the anointing is not going to kick in. Hallelujah. Back home in Africa, there is a way that they could transfer witchcraft. And it is easy. They could transfer witchcraft through a gift. Somebody could just give a child a gift, and then the child will receive the spirit of witchcraft. Somebody will just give food to a child, and then the child automatically will receive the spirit of witchcraft. So the anointing is transferable. The anointing is tangible. What I mean is that if I have a gift of healing, and you desire the gift of healing, and I pray over any material, and you take that material with you, and you believe that anointing has been transferred, it is going to work. Because the Bible said the shadows of Peter healed the sick. The Bible said the aprons and the handkerchiefs of Paul healed the sick. The anointing is transferable. What I mean is that because I know what God can do. I pray for you wherever you are, and the Holy Spirit will touch you. I am not there with you, but the Spirit of God will touch you and you'll be filled in the Spirit. This God has done so many times in my ministry. It doesn't matter wherever you are. Once I speak the word, it will hit you. What I mean is that the Spirit is limitless. The Spirit has no boundaries. So when you associate yourself with that healing anointing, the anointing will wrap itself. It could come on the material that you have. It could come on the oil that you have. It will come on any object that you associate yourself with. And that is when the transfer comes in. So the Bible says immediately when Elijah was caught up in the spirit up in the sky, Bible says Elijah cried and said, my father, the child of Israel. And the Bible says the mantle fell upon him. And the Bible says when he reached the river, he said, oh God of Elijah. And the Bible says he struck the river with the mantle and suddenly, it divided into two. The anointing of Elijah was materialized in the mantle, the physical mantle that came upon him. And then when Elijah took up the physical mantle, that is when he was possessed with that gift. Hallelujah. So that transfer of anointing could be done in so many ways. It could be by impartation, by the laying of hands. And the Bible says, when the apostles met them, it says, since you believe in Jesus Christ, have you received the Holy Ghost? They said, we have not heard anything such as the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said the apostles laid their hands on them, and instantly they received the Holy Ghost. That is one area of the transfer.
release that anointing on you, and that is, and with that type of ministration, I am so much familiar with that. Like I said, my dad has that anointing. He could lay his hands on as many people instantly, and he will begin to prophesy. Hallelujah. And God has also given me this anointing. I could pray over you, and then the Holy Spirit will move through you, and you begin to prophesy. So it is a tangible anointing that can work everywhere. It doesn't matter who you are. So your desire is very important. And you must have a desire with a good motive as to what you want to do with anointing. Because the anointing is costly. The anointing has a package. If you don't have the spirit of humility, you will kill yourself with anointing. Hallelujah. So I believe that the desire to receive the impartation of the Holy Spirit to work all manner of sickness and disease. When I came to this scripture, I was so amazed. He said to heal all manner of sickness and disease. That was the mandate that was given to the apostles. Every sickness, every disease, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it is cancer, whatever, whether it is a bipolar disorder, whether it is a psychiatric disorder, whatever, Bible says it was given unto them to heal. And then when you go on, it's so when you preach the gospel, you must also heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. It's for the power that was given unto them. So why don't we see this manifestation? Because we have allowed ourselves to be saturated with the things of the world. We have allowed ourselves to be soaked with the things that are not of our mind. If we can focus on Jesus, if we can focus on the anointing of God, there will be manifestations of the power of the Holy Spirit. There will be healing. There will be deliverance. There will be power manifestation. So Paul made it very clear, and this is my last word for this question. It says, I am not here to give unto you the enticing words of man's wisdom, but of power and of demonstration. I am not here to preach unto you the things that are written in the Bible, but I'm here to demonstrate unto you that there is Jesus in the Bible. And this Jesus, Yeshua, has the ability to save. Salvation only is not the salvation means total deliverance, total healing, total breakthrough, financial relief. Every part, every package that you desire in this life is in Jesus. Because Yeshua means God gives, and salvation is in totality. So as a Christian, it is an error for you to be saved and still be oppressed by demons. It is an error for you to be saved and still be attacked by cancer. It is an error for you to be saved and still going through financial problems. Because Jesus is a package. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the provider. Hallelujah. I'm so charged up in the spirit, man of God, and the Holy Spirit is touching people right now. The word of God is moving supernaturally across this wave. There is an atmosphere of healing, and there is an atmosphere of deliverance for each and every person that is being tuned in. I see that anointing coming. And then, man of God, I'm just led by the Holy Spirit to prophesy into your life. The Spirit of God is ministering unto me to tell you that there is a platform of healing that is coming over you. There is an anointing. Because as I was speaking, the Spirit of God opened my eyes, and I saw two angels come unto you. And the angels took you up, and they stood you up upon a platform. And then suddenly I saw the sick coming unto you. And then you started laying your hands, and the blind were seeing. And then there was a supernatural manifestation of healing upon them. And then God is telling me to tell you that this is the hour of the spirit of healing. This is the hour of the anointing that he has given unto you. This season, this dispensation is the healing breakthrough that he has given unto you. Man of God, God is ministering to me to speak into your life that you are a working wonder in the lives of so many people. You will heal the sick. You will heal the sick. The sick will be healed because of your ministry. People will be delivered because of your ministry. Because I see God giving you that healing anointing, and it is so unique, and it is so powerful, and many people will see it is a plasma anointing, and it is not just going to be saturated in one place. It is a transferable anointing. God is telling me that this anointing will come to
to your followers. Anybody who is associated to you with ministry will receive that anointing, will receive that mantle. It is a trifle anointing that is going to come through you to so many people. And God is ministering to me to tell you that there is a generation that you are going to set up. God is going to use it to set up a generation of firecrackers. What I mean by firecrackers are people who are ready to release the anointing. God is going to spark you so much that the whole world will hear about the healing that he is going to use you to do. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you for this, because I see the Spirit of God coming over you even as I'm speaking right now. The anointing is coming over you, and then you will receive that mandate to do what Jesus has called you to do. Amen.
And you just spoke that, and it just hit me like a fireball. Brother, don't worry about the questions. Just go minister in the Spirit. Just minister in the Spirit, however the Lord leads you.
Okay. Jesus. God is ministering to me right now. There is somebody on this line. There is a left lump in your left breast. There is a left lump on your left breast. Sometimes you experience pain on your left breast. But God is ministering to me that healing is taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I command healing to you wherever you are at the sound of my voice. And if there is anybody that is connected to you that is going through any sickness called cancer, the blood of Jesus is against cancer. I come against cancer in the life of people right now with the name of Jesus. I rebuke every sickness and every disease of cancer that the enemy has laid hold in the lives of Christians. If you are here at the sound of my voice, you spirit of cancer, by the authority of the Holy Ghost, lose your hold right now in the mighty name. Out of the life of this one, I come against you. Be gone at once in the mighty name of Jesus. Be gone at once in the mighty name of Jesus. There is somebody on the line with a spirit of depression. As I'm speaking right now, it is coming of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of depression has been lifted up right now. I come against you, you spirit of depression, by the authority of the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus is against you. In the life of this one right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, diabetes is getting healed right now. There is somebody with a fluctuating blood sugar level. God is healing you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke that sickness and disease right now. Somebody with a waist pain, Jesus is touching you. You will feel a hot flash on your waist level right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Shekinah Nalabaki, Spirit of the Living God, touch your people right now. Holy Ghost, touch right now. Lead us. Spirit of the Living God, touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, there is somebody with a mental disorder. The Spirit of God is healing you right now. I see somebody, you have bowed yourself and there is so much sadness in your spirit. And I saw the enemy holding your head. I rebuke that spirit of mental disorder right now in the name of Jesus. There is somebody with a smoke addiction. The Holy Ghost is healing you right now in the name of Jesus. Break out of right any spirit of addiction that is affecting you right now. I come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, any spirit of barrenness, there is somebody with a spirit of infertility. Now, the Holy Ghost is healing you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are believing God for a child now. Take it right now. Receive that healing. Now, fibers are being healed right now. I see two women with fibers being healed right now. Holy Ghost, touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal, heal, heal. Spirit of the Living God, touch them right now, right now, right now, right now. Right now, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, if there is anybody here at the sound of my voice who is being tormented in your sleep, listen to me. If you are being tormented in your sleep, in nightmares are coming unto you. If there is a spirit called incubus and succubus that comes to you in your dream that lays with you, that you experience what we call a sexual dream, I stand as the prophet of the living God and I address that spirit in your life. Any incubus and succubus spirit in your life, I bind that spirit and I command it to loose in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I see fire running through these fire waves right now. I see the fire of God is going through a circle. The fire of God is going through a circle, and the Spirit of God is ministering unto me that if you're on this land, that fire will hit you. At the sound of my voice, you will feel the fire from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. The anointing will touch you in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Holy Ghost, move through this fire right now in the name of Jesus. Everywhere right now, anybody at the sound of my voice, the Spirit of God is coming over you right now. Yes, the power of God is coming upon you right now. Jesus will touch you at the point of your need. The Bible says the blind Bartimaeus then cried and said, "Thou son of David, have mercy upon me." I don't know about you, but I'm here to minister unto you. Wherever you are, I just want you to do one thing. Just cry unto Jesus and say, "Thou son of David, have mercy upon me." And I tell you, that moment, Jesus is going to be there right now. There is going to be an instant restoration. God is telling me right now that there are people on this line with financial difficulties. Now I am mandated to speak into your life that everything that has swallowed up your riches, anything that is affecting your riches, God is breaking that barrier in the mighty name of Jesus. Bible says he is a God that blesses and no one can curse. I release that financial release onto you right now. We receive financial breakthrough right this very moment in the mighty name of Jesus. Right this very moment in the mighty name of Jesus. Be healed right now. Holy Ghost, touch. There is somebody here. You are almost giving up on your marriage. You are almost giving up on your marriage. There is a thought of confusion for you as to whether to stay in this marriage or not. Now, hear thou the word of the living God. God is speaking that there is going to be a release of that breakthrough in that marriage. God is saying that just stick with him a little longer for that miracle to come, because you are at the point of your breakthrough. There is somebody here, you are looking for a job. God is ministering unto me that job opportunity is going to be open. I see three candles being lifted up, and I hear the Lord God saying that there is a light that is going to lift up in the eyes of so many people. Many people on this radio station are going to catch the fire of God. As I saw the Lord God anointing David Reed with his fire, that fire is transferring into the lives of so many people. If you are a follower of this ministry tonight, receive fire in the name of Jesus now.
Oh,
yes, fire in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. I see that fire in the bellies of people right now. I see fire, and I see God. God is dealing with a spirit of sadness and depression. God is dealing with that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. There is a spirit of sadness and depression among three people on this line, and now God is telling that he is removing that spirit and sadness, and he's giving them joy. I see joy in the Holy Ghost. I see joy in the Holy Ghost. Receive joy. Receive joy. Receive joy. Receive joy. Wherever you are, receive joy. Receive it. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to make one specific prayer right now. If you're on this radio show and you are sick in any part of your body, if you are sick in any part of your body, it doesn't matter what kind of of sickness it is, whether you are blind, whether you have an eye problem. Anyway, there is somebody with a diabetic eye problem. God is healing you right now. As I spoke, the Lord God spoke unto me, there is somebody with an eye problem. It is a diabetic disorder that is causing that nerve, eye problem. God is healing you right now in the name of Jesus. And also there is somebody with a glaucoma. God is healing you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. There is somebody also with lupus. God is healing you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of healing is taking place right now. Now I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you as your humble servant. And I lay this once before you right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, as the people press on to hear the word of God, according to the book of Luke chapter 6, verse 17 to 18, Bible says, virtue came out of Jesus and healed them all. I declare that this virtue be activated on this radio show. On this airwaves, I release this virtue that healed the multitude right this very moment. Let this virtue come to your house. Yes. Let this virtue come to your living room. Let it come to your bedroom. Let it come to wherever you are. The virtue of healing is moving right now in the name of Jesus. I see that healing taking place right now in the name of Jesus. It is taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It does not matter what kind of sickness and disease. There will be testimonies, testimonies, testimonies. Because healing is taking place right now in the name of Jesus. It is moving around. It is moving around in the next 30 seconds. The healing power of God is going to move right now. Whoever that is at the sound of my voice, I command every sickness and every disease, every ailment that you're going through right now, I rebuke it by the blood of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I command your soul and your spirit and your body to be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to make one more prayer, deliverance prayer. If there is anybody here at the sound of my voice on this radio show who is being oppressed, depressed, attacked by the enemy, now hear the word of the living God. The Bible says he sent forth his word to heal and to deliver them. Now the word of God that is coming upon you according to the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 19. The Bible says, I have given you power to trample upon snakes and scorpions and of all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall the enemies harm you. So now this is your deliverance. I command every sickness, I command every evil spirit tormenting you, tormenting your marriage, spirit of divorce, spirit of poverty, spirit of ailment and disease, spirit of depression, spirit of Satan, now in the name of Jesus, out of their lives right now. In the name of Jesus, out of their lives right now. Out right now in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Now, there's a lady on the prayer line. You are believing God for healing. You want God to heal you of your fibroid. There is a spirit that is causing this. Now, I rebuke that spirit. Out in the mighty name of Jesus. Out in the mighty name of Jesus. Out in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit, I'm going to do one last prayer. The Holy Spirit has laid upon me to pray for people who are married. If you're on the line and you're believing God for marital breakthrough, and before I continue, I just want to say this. 2014, I had an opportunity to speak to Prophet Dave Reed, and Prophet Dave Reed prophesied to me about my wife. He gave me a prophetic word concerning my wife. He gave me the timetable that I was supposed to get married to my wife. He gave me the birth month of my wife, and he also gave me the time that my wife was supposed to travel to the United States of America. And glory be to the Most High God, none of the prophetic word fell to the ground. None, I say none, all the prophetic word that this man of God spoke in my life came to pass. In the other that he prophesied concerning the woman that I was going to get married to. He prophesied concerning the timetable that she was going to come to America. And she prophesied concerning the time that I was supposed to get married. And in succession, every word that he prophesied came to pass. I just want to tell that this man is anointed of God. This man has the power of God in the inside of him. Do not take him for granted. Whatever word that he speaks unto you, believe it and work with it. Like Paul said to Timothy, it's by the prophets that have gone ahead of you. By them, wage a good warfare. I believe that there are so many of you that have received prophetic word from him. Wage with that prophetic word that you have received, and you will become a living testimony. As I'm here tonight testifying about what God has done through this man of God. God bless you, and I'm praying for people that are looking for marital breakthrough. If you're here and you want God to touch your marriage, if you're here and you're looking for that special person in your life, I just want you to put your hand on your heart right now. And as I begin to minister, put your hand on your heart. If you're believing God for restoration in marriage, if you're believing God for healing in marriage, if you're believing God for that special person, it doesn't matter. If you're believing God for even a reconciliation of a broken marriage, I speak it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as you spoke in your word, that for this reason a man shall leave his father's house and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one. And you spoke and you said that what you have put together, let no man put asunder. No man means no man. No man means no demon, no evil person. No circumstance shall separate your people. I pray that the married people will be strengthened by this anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. And the people that are looking for that special person, I pray that you will meet your Boaz in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that your destiny helper will come on the way. I pray that no demon, no evil spirit, no person will be able to exchange your soul. Your destiny helper is on the way right now. I speak it and I prophesy into your life right now. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it. Take it right now in the name of Jesus. If there is anybody here at the sound of my voice who the enemy is fighting your marriage, if the enemy has fought your marriage or the enemy is fighting your marriage, I stand at my pulse of the Most High God and I speak restoration into that marriage. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command the hand of the enemy to be taken off in the name of Jesus. God is telling me that before the end of the year, there is going to be three restoration of marriages. I see three restorations of marriage. There is one restoration that is going to come in the next 90 days. And before the end of the year, there is going to be a restoration. Somebody that has broken away from you is going to come to you by the mercies of the Almighty God. God bless you and receive your healing. Prophet David Reed, God bless you. It is an honor to be talking to you. I love you so much. I love the anointing of God that is upon your life. I love the calling. I love the ministry. I love the platform. And I just want to say this. If you're here on this ministry, on this radio station, and God has blessed you so much, and you want to be a blessing to this ministry, get in contact. Get in contact with David Reed and sow to his life. Now, I want to tell you something. There are so many Christians that are afraid of giving. There are so many Christians that are afraid of not helping. But you have to understand, they keep quoting scripture and saying, freely you receive, freely you have to give. But you have to understand also that this is a calling and this is a work that God has asked people go to hospital to work. They expect to get paid. So the men of God that God has ordained in your life, you have to be a blessing upon them so that they will be financially secure to minister unto you. Now, I just want you to understand that no man of God facing poverty will be able to minister to you. That is the truth of the matter. When you have a sound of mind, that is when the anointing flows. Anybody that is going through a hardship as a man of God, it's so much difficult to concentrate and to allow the Holy Spirit to minister. So please be of a blessing to this ministry. Support the ministry. And I tell you, you will be blessed. Now, I just want to tell you a secret. Many Christians quote the scripture, my God will supply all your needs according to his greatest riches in Christ Jesus. Now, before Paul was able to release that scripture, Paul said, there are some people that have sown into my life. Paul said, because you have given unto me this ministry, because you have done this unto me, therefore my God will supply all your needs. So until that scripture works for you, you have to give unto a servant of God. You have to support that ministry for that provision to be given unto you. Paul said in the book of Philippians 4:17, he said, it is not just because I need your money. It is not just because it's, I have all and I've learned to live with money or without money. But now I pray that you may abound in everything that you do so that you will store up treasures in heaven. Therefore, he said, as you have given unto me, my God will supply all your needs. Therefore, I pray that anybody here that is going to sow into this ministry, that is going to get in touch with David Reed and sow with him, the God who has called me, and the God who was called David Reed will supply all your needs supernaturally. And you will be blessed so powerfully that you will never, never experience poverty again in your life. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. I think it's off air. Bro, thanks so much for coming on. I'd like to get you on again. Maybe even next month, and I'll get you to pray over the callers, because quite a few people have called in and they're all wanting to get prayer. But that was awesome. I really appreciate it. I just wanted to let the spirit move. I didn't want to try and hinge on that. So what I'll do is on the archived episode, I'm going to have a link to your website, and I'll also have a link to your website on the Facebook post I put on the archive as well, so people can check out what you're up to and join in your prophetic conferences. So I apologize that we didn't get to talk about that.
Amen. I believe that people are blessed. And if there is anybody that wants prayer, just go to Prophet David Reed website, propheticonfire.com. That's right, right? Propheticonfire.com.
Yeah,
propheticonfire.com. And then, or you could also go to holyghostfirenow.com and then request a deliverance session, and then we will get to you on fire. We will blast the spirit out of you, and then the Holy Ghost will take his way. So just go to propheticonfire.com or holyghostfirenow.com and then get a request, and we will speak to you. We will minister to you, and we believe that God will speak unto you. But next time, when we come on, we're going to take phone calls. We're going to minister to each one prophetically. And we're going to speak in the lives of so many people. There's going to be tangible anointing transfers of the power of God. So get yourself tuned up. And then, like I said, sow into this ministry so we could go worldwide. And then you will become a blessing. Amen?
Amen. I'll just click on one person and I'll just leave it at one and see if it works. Hopefully you don't get kicked off the air, because I don't know if you can have more than one guest on at once.
Okay.
Hey, Amelia, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good. Hey, Amelia, can I ask you, can you still hear us talking? Or when I just asked you then, was that the first time you could hear us talking since the show ended? Or is it still going?
No, I can hear you via the phone. Okay. I don't know if I can hear the actual show on the computer, but I can definitely hear you via the phone.
Cool. Well, maybe it's still going then. Well, maybe we can pray for some people. But, Amelia, do you have a question for Brother Dennis? Or prayer request? Or?
Yeah, no. I do feel, thank you so much for the message. I do feel that I need some deliverance, and some of what you mentioned while you were praying really struck me as something that I've been struggling with, depression and anxiety and just some, mental health issues. But I'm open to hearing what the Lord would like me to know about that. And as David knows, I've been writing a personal story and, just wanted to continue forward with that, because I do feel like it's part of my calling, and just confirmation with that would be great.
Okay. I just want to minister to you. As I was praying, the Holy Spirit gave me a word about somebody that was depressed, somebody that was going through a mental problem. I speak to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. As the word of God, I just lay your hand on your head right now. Just lay your hand on your head right now.
Sure.
I speak it right now. Holy Ghost, break in the mighty name of Jesus. You spirit of depression, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose your hold from her life right now in the name of Jesus. Break at once out of your life right now. Every spirit of anxiety and every spirit of depression, by the power of the Holy Ghost, come out loose now. Break and go right now. Break and go right now. Break and go right now. I come against you in the name of Jesus. Break and go in Jesus' mighty name. Holy Spirit, you are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Because as I was speaking, I saw a fireball coming out of your head right now. You're going to feel lightheaded in about 30 seconds, lightheaded. Because the hand of God is coming upon you. And that spirit of depression, that spirit of anxiety is gone in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. And then you are healed.
Thank you.
You are healed. You are healed. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are healed. Amen.
That's wonderful.
Amen.
Thank
all right.
You.
Praise God. Well, let's try one more caller. This has been holding for an hour.
Okay.
Hello there, can you hear me? You're on the air. You've been holding for about 60 minutes. Nope.
Hello?
Yep, you're still got you there, brother. I'll just click on another person's. Hey there,
okay.
I've got you
right.
On the air. Can you hear me? I've just put you on the air. Okay. All right. Well, I'll just keep moving down the caller list and see if anyone's... Hello, can you hear me? You're on the air. Not sure. Anyway, bro, we might leave it there. Again, I appreciate so much you coming on and just blessing us the amount that you have. And, you know, I'll be directing people over to what you're doing on your website and directing people in New York and the Bronx area to check out your ministry there too.
God bless you, and I hope to see you very soon in New York. Hallelujah. Because I'm believing God for the revival that is going to come. And you're going to be part of that revival. We're going to run the street of New York, and God is going to release that fireball. Amen. And it's going to be amazing. So we are believing God for that breakthrough, and we believe that God is going to make a way for that finances, for that international ministry that he has called you to be. Because I see that the Lord God has called you for an international ministry. You are not limited at all. God has called you for an international ministry, and I believe that God is going to raise the sponsors. God, keep doing what God has called you to do, and with this ministry online, God is going to release sponsors that is going to fund this ministry internationally. God bless you, and we speak blessing into your life.
Thank you.
And God bless you so much.
Hey, brother, maybe we could set up something. Maybe I could do a Skype live video stream into the church there. Interactive.
Yeah.
Maybe we could set something
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Okay.
All right. Good to talk to you, bro. You take care. God bless.
God bless you.
See ya.